Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back again with Erica Flint. And today, well, the last two episodes, we were talking about using Google AdWords to get hypnosis clients. Now we're going to talk about Facebook. Is it worth putting the time, perhaps money and effort into? Is there a different, you know, approach to doing the fan pages and that kind of thing? All right. Let me introduce you to Erica Flint. Erica Flint is a consulting hypnotist in practice since June 2013. That's right. She's just building her practice. That's what she brings to the show at this point, is that new perspective of getting things rolling, getting things started. And it just so happens that Erica has a strong background in computer science. She was a hypnotist. Before being a hypnotist, Erica worked in the high-tech industry in Silicon Valley. And for over a decade, software engineer, professional problem solver. And when she realized she wanted to work with the greatest computing mechanism in the world, the human mind, and she came over to the hypnosis side of life. And she received her, after she received her initial hypnosis training there in Bellingham, Washington, she became certified as a five-pather with our distance learning course, the Five Path 2.0 program. Now she's looking forward to going through our advanced week of power at our center training. And let's see, I recognized her at the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's someone that's been active in our online groups, and I said, this lady's got something going on. I really admired her, really the intellect, her knowledge, the way she holds herself, and really the drive that she has to succeed in this profession. So I said, come on aboard, and this is probably, I think, her fifth podcast with me. Is that right, Erica?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hey, yep, I can do the math.
Two, and then this, yep, that's right. It's my fifth one. That's great.
Beautiful. I hand
and
it over
really
to you.
I'm really happy to be here today. So let me tell you a little bit about Cal. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession, and not just because of the hundreds of hypnosis training videos that he's produced to date. But he's also received almost every award and recognition in the profession, which is really remarkable. And his books have made him an authority on the subject of both hypnosis and hypnotherapy. He's appeared on radio and television promoting hypnosis in one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. And he's the authority when it comes to hypnosis that works. It does work. I use it with my clients all the time. And he is the person experts in the profession go to for hypnotism, for education and guidance. He's also the trainer of some of the best in our profession, and guess what? He's still teaching, he's still speaking, he's still writing, seeing private clients, and making public appearances, and he's had a profound effect on me. It was after I took Cal's five-path class that I felt confident and comfortable to see my first clients, and I've been running with it ever since, and so it's been really great to be here. And when I first met Cal, when I first met him at the NGH conference, one of the first things I wanted to do was go and introduce myself to him. So it's great to be here, Cal.
Well, I'm really glad you did. And if you weren't a confident and competent hypnotist, a consulting hypnotist that knows what she's doing, you never would have went out and marketed yourself. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to say, Cal. I mean, you know, you've got to go and do what you think is right, right? I mean, you might not have had to go do these things if you felt competent and confident. I like to do continuing education, so I'm constantly going to go learn and do new things, right?
Well, I will run into hypnotists sometimes that are certified, but they're not confident and competent, and I'll be talking about their practice, and they say, well, I really haven't been seeing any clients yet, and I says, well, haven't you run any ads or da-da-da-da-da, and what I find out is, you know, they still want to take one more course or something like that because they really don't want the clients to come through the door because they're afraid that, you know, yeah, they won't be able to help them. But once you are confident, you do have a system that works, now you're like chomping at the bit, right? And you want to get out there and you want to get those clients through the door and you want to start helping them. That's the way I feel about it anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And for me, the way that I look at it is always, we've talked about this before, the end in mind. And for me, the end in mind is when that client has this moment of insight or realization that changes everything in their life, and you just helped somebody make a huge change, not only in their life, but you know, they're going to go back home and their spouse or their kids are going to be impacted by the positive changes in that client's life too. And so it's all worth that. And so, you know, even feeling confident and competent, you know, there are still things too that you know, that I still get worried about, right? I mean, I always want to do a really good job, you know? So I always get a little nervous before sessions because I just want to do a great job. But the one thing I keep in mind is the client. And so marketing myself, you know, I'm thinking about bringing in somebody, right? I think in my mind, there's somebody sitting at home that is suffering, right? They're suffering from something. They don't know what else to do. And so I market myself and, oh, we just made that connection with each other and they're coming to see me and thankfully, they can change everything in their life because of that.
Exactly. And now we're kind of making that segue from Google, where we talked about people go there with a wanting a solution. They're looking for a solution. They practically have their credit card in their hand with a question in their mind or a challenge that they're trying to overcome. But Facebook's a little bit different, isn't that right?
Yeah, Facebook is very different. So Facebook is, let me just give you some statistics here that I looked at today. It's the largest social sharing site, social networking site. It's the very largest one, okay? It has 1 billion active users worldwide, active, not just people that have signed up and not ever signed in again. And it has the largest opportunity as far as, you know, being able to, if you were to advertise or growth, et cetera, 2.5 billion shares a day. I mean, it's enormous. But people go there for a completely different reason, okay? People go to Google to find something. People go to Facebook to kind of hang out, right? So the strategy has to be a little bit different. And so one of the questions that I wanted to figure out and something that I'm still trying to understand to some extent is Facebook, you know, is putting a lot of time into Facebook worth it? Because, you know, the idea is not to sell something. Okay, Facebook is not very good at selling direct sales, they call it, right? So Facebook is really good at brand, building your brand, and client engagement, right? So you want to build an audience. And I know, Cal, you have a fan page, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, now do you guys have a strategy when you were thinking about, okay, what are we going to do with this fan page?
Well, you know, when Facebook first came out, everyone has a Facebook page, but it's a personal page. And very quickly I learned, because I was right on the edge there studying marketing and things, that Facebook didn't like you marketing on your regular page. They said if you're a business, you're doing business stuff, they want you to just open a fan page. And so I did that, and for you folks that are watching this, you might want to go to our fan page if you're not already a member of that fan page, so you can look at some of the things I'm going to be talking about. So go to facebook.com/hypnosisETC. So that stands for Hypnosis Etc. It's the fan page that goes with this program. And it's a place where we continue the dialogue, we talk, we share about things. Some people leave their comments on calbanion.com right by the podcast video, and some people like to engage us on Facebook. So, and I'm going to fill in where Erica is talking, because there's the thing is with fan pages. Now, I'm not doing any advertising yet on Facebook, but I plan on doing that. That's one of the things I'm going to be doing over the next month or two. But right now, what I do is I think in terms of a funnel. And I know that when Facebook will recommend pages. If you're on Facebook, they in your news feed, they'll say, you might also like, right? Or you can actually search in the search box, hypnosis, or baseball, or motorcycles, or bicycles, or whatever your interest is, and things will come up. So I know that people are finding our fan page, facebook.com/hypnosisETC, by either that suggestion or by searching on it or because somebody else likes one of the things that we've put on there. And then, we've got about 1,600 fans right now. We're constantly growing, and I'm constantly learning about this. Every time we do a podcast, as soon as I get done with this video, I'm going to make a 1 minute or 2 minute announcement video that's going to go on the fan page. And it's just a very short version of the whole video. And I'll say, hey, I just completed a video with Erica Flint. She's sharing how she's going full-time in her hypnosis practice using Google AdWords, Facebook. And I just do that little video because the internet loves video. And so we will send people to calbanion.com, where the videos are, by way of Facebook. So the thing is, people like to take classes from people who are recognized authorities that they already know, like, and trust. And using Facebook is a way for people to get to know me and 5-Path and 7-Path and the Secret Language of Feelings, get to know my personality, my teaching style, and say, gosh, if I ever want to learn hypnosis, or I want to take advanced training in hypnosis, or I want to read a book, I'm going to check out that Cal Banion stuff, because he's the obviously the one you want to train from. So it's all getting people in that funnel that comes down from Facebook, Google. They start going into this funnel, and they, while they're in the funnel, they get to know, like, and trust you. And they find out, like, I really care about this profession, and I care about hypnotists. And as it comes along, the know, like, and trust is built. And then when they are ready to take the class, or get the book, or get the CD, or have sessions, you see, the people who are in my classes, most of them, only about a third are local. The rest come out of the state, I mean, out from outside of the state or outside of the country. And it's because they have gotten to know me through the internet, through my training programs, and through word of mouth, through my clients. And Facebook is a very inexpensive way. Guess how much I paid for my Facebook fan page? Zero. Zero. And I'm kind of taking up all the time in this, but I know a little bit about it. Is there anything you want to add in there, Erica?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, Cal. It is free. You don't have to pay anything to get started, and you can just start bringing people there. I'll tell you why I use it. So I don't have nearly as many fans as you have. I have like 200. But, you know, it's growing, and I'm okay with that, right? So I post things on my fan page that I want people around to know about, right? So I'm teaching a class on self-hypnosis. I'll post it there, right? And then people can find out and attend my class in self-hypnosis. I post interesting articles, and I post things that I believe are important for the message that I want people to understand, kind of giving people more insight into who I am and the things that I care about, right? Things that I think are important. And so people can come there and they can find out what's going on. I don't know that I get a whole lot of activity yet, but that's all right, because it's helping me build my message, okay? It's helping me understand what's working. And the other thing about it too is you can find out to some extent, you know, if you post something and you get a lot of people responding, oh, well, that might be something that you want to investigate, right? I mean, and Cal, maybe you even use that to determine what podcast you might do next, right? Like if you get a lot of feedback on a particular issue on your fan page, you might do an episode on that, right?
Yeah, you know, in the beginnings of the internet, my first website, which still exists, hypnosiscenter.com, was basically, back in the day, 1996, an online brochure. Static. But now the internet is about connections and making connections with people and businesses that you want to know, like, and trust. And so, yeah, as we start doing this, I post on average 3 times a week. And some of them are, like I just said, an announcement for the new podcast that's come out. I also watch for hypnosis news that's of interest. I have a Google alert so that when something about hypnosis hits the web or hits the news, Google sends me an alert about that, and I look at it, and I'll make a post about it. As I'm looking down my timeline, about an hour ago, before we started recording this, I put in a update that Erica Flint is building a full-time hypnosis practice, and this is how she's using it, using Google and Facebook. And so it was that simple. And there's just letting it out there. Before that is a post about the last podcast that went up. Now, here's something that's interesting. When I'm watching TV, sometimes there'll be something about hypnosis on TV, Hollywood hypnosis, and I'll just grab my phone and I'll record whatever it is on the phone. For example, what was it on April 12th, which is just four days ago, I was watching a show and there was Hannibal. Hannibal was the show, and the psychologist was hypnotizing this guy to find out something about his memory. They do a lot of age regression hypnosis on TV and the movies, and I'll just hold my phone up to the TV, hit record the video, and then upload it to Facebook saying, hey, what do you guys think about this? Do you think this helps the profession or hurts the profession when hypnosis is portrayed in this way? And it just keeps the conversation going. And so I can just scroll down and I see news articles, I see video announcements. I even get stuff out of like a gossip column. So I got one was written up about 10 days ago and it says, hypnogossip? Question mark, okay. This one almost made me laugh out loud. I just read an article online stating that Katy Perry is seeing a hypnotherapist to get over John Mayer. And so, and I have a picture of her and it says, can hypnosis help me to fall out of love? See, it's just about keeping the conversation going, being at the forefront of people's mind. And also, these little things like that, people share, they like, and they comment, and they wind up in front of people that will then like it, and then they'll start receiving your updates too on their news feed, right?
Right, and you know, the whole Katy Perry thing, that's really interesting because I've had two clients with that exact same issue, and it's really important to recognize that when you're keeping up with what's going on in the world, you know, the current news, that type of a thing in the world of hypnosis, this is what your clients, a lot of your clients are learning these same things. They might ask you about this stuff, right? So as you are able to find, you know, information about hypnosis and you're posting it on your site, keep in mind that even if your clients aren't necessarily seeing your particular post, they might have read about that somewhere else. So it's good for you to understand what's going on out there, right? The news of hypnosis in the world.
Right. And to answer your question, when I put these out, I'll also say, hey, do you have any questions for my next podcast? If so, send them to Brenda or send them to Erica and we'll look at them and who knows, maybe we'll use your question. So it's, I think people like that they can send out that question. You see, so many people, they get trained in hypnosis and then they're orphaned. They don't really belong to a community. And here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, we have our Yahoo Groups community, we have our calbanyan.com video blog with comments, we have this community that's going on Facebook, and I think that's what people are looking for. Nobody wants to be the lone hypnotist out there all by themselves. You want to be hooked up and connected. So nobody in this profession does as much as we do here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center to support grads and the profession as a whole, except for maybe you look at the National Guild of Hypnotists, you know, which is a huge organization, and they're able to do a convention, that kind of thing. Please, continue.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me right now, I would say that Facebook is worth it. I get something out of it. It makes me think about things, and I do engage with my customers and some prospective clients, right? And so I think one really good rule of thumb would be, you know, you don't have to put too much time in it. You said you do three posts a week. I might do two or three as well. So it doesn't have to take a lot of time. Now, keep in mind, if people are engaging on your site, you're going to want to keep them engaged, right? If somebody asks you a question, make sure that you're checking in on that. And that's something that we are going to talk about, I think, in the next episode, Cal, where we talk more about other social tools and your online social reputation, too, and how to manage that and making sure that everything's up, looking good there, right?
Perfect, yeah. You know, and one of the things, what is it the saying says, if you work at, let's see, somebody leave a comment down below on how to say this right, but if you do a job you love, you never have to work a day in your life. And so doing this stuff, looking up fun and interesting things about our beloved profession, it's not even really work. It's stuff you'd be doing anyway. Finding out news about the profession, you know, quirky little facts, maybe writing a little article and posting it, that it's up on Facebook. It's all good. It's not even hard. It's fun, right?
Right. It is fun. And you know, when you do have an your fan base, right, because Facebook really is intended to be kind of like an engagement, a long haul type of a thing, right? You're building a relationship with somebody. So then when you're ready, let's say you have a product or you do have something that you want to share with your clients, you already have a base built in to share with them, right? Now you could do the same thing with Google, which we talked about last time. You could advertise your new product there and that would be great, but you could also just post it to your fan page. It's like a built-in audience for you, right?
Perfect. All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, I'm Erica Flynn. I'm very happy to be here today. If you want to be a hypnosis professional, let me just tell you, you can do it. I'm a new hypnotist. I've been doing it for less than a year, and here I am today, and I'm very happy to be here, answer all of your questions. So if you have any, please let me know, and you can leave them below this video on calbanion.com.
Hey, why don't you give them your website and also your Facebook fan page address?
All right, so my website is CascadeHypnosisCenter.com and my Facebook fan page is Facebook.com/CascadeHypnosisCenter. Yes, please like me on Facebook, so and then I can connect with you even more.
That's right. Let's keep the conversation going. Let's not have it a one-way thing. Share, add to what we've said, share other resources that we didn't come up with, and update it from time to time. Let's do great things together. That's one of my favorite sayings. All right, see you in class, and or see you at the convention coming up in August. That's going to be great. It always is. This is Cal Banion signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.